Hello, this is Park calling from San Diego.
Well, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. This story took place back in 1951 when I was a Mormon missionary serving in Pennsylvania.
Do you remember this one that far back?
Well, I think you'd remember this story, too.
All right.
But as you know, Mormon missionaries always go two by two.
Yes.
And we were late on a Sunday morning getting to a church service that was about 30 miles away. We were traveling at about 70 miles an hour, and my companion was driving. And all of a sudden, a great fear came on me that we were going to have a flat tire. So I told him to stop. And he said, "What do you mean, stop?" He said, "Everything's fine." I said, "Well, I feel that we're going to have a flat tire. So please stop the car." And he reluctantly stopped the car. And I said, "Check the tires." He got out. The first one he looked at was the left front. He kicked that one, and it was fine. He went to the left rear. I heard him kick that one. It was fine. Went to the right rear and kicked that one, and it was fine. And as he approached the right front tire, it literally exploded.
Oh, at 70 miles an hour, that car could have flipped over. Both of you would have been dead.
Oh, I'm sure of that. I had the strangest, strongest feeling that we had to stop. It was a feeling of fear and of apprehension, and I think probably I would have grabbed the wheel and pulled him over if he hadn't stopped.
50-plus years ago, have these experiences continued for you?
Well, I did have another very interesting one. Still when I was a missionary, we were traveling along with six missionaries in the car, and I was sitting in the left rear seat. Somebody else was driving. As we traveled along, I looked out the window and was amazed to see what appeared to be a wheel and tire rolling right alongside of us. It turned out that the left wheel came off, and the car finally lurched to the road, and we pulled off to the side, and the tire went spinning off down the road and went up the side of a little slope where it came to a stop. And we thought, well, you know, this is going to be really tough because the lug nuts will be gone. So I went over, and my companion and I got the tire back and looked around, and there was one of those hubcaps, one of the old hubcaps that was a moon cap.
Sure, yeah.
And it was laying concave up on the side of the road. We walked over to it, and all of the lug nuts were sitting in there intact.
You lead a chosen life, my friend.
Well, I figure that we were really blessed. You'll have to admit it.
I think so. I knew that this line would generate some interesting stories.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, Bruce? Thank you. Go ahead.
Hey, first time, long time, Toledo, Ohio, listening to 1370 Speedy.
WSPD.
That's right. So here's the situation. I was going to ask you what a remote viewer would look like, but I think it'd be better if I told you the story.
Okay, we'll go with the story.
We're sitting around a fire, you know, typical campfire chat about Egyptians and remote viewing and all that fun sort of stuff. And I'm in the middle of talking about something. And I look across the fire pit, and I just had to stop talking in mid-sentence because I see something. I don't know if you've ever looked up close at a TV, and you see all the little pixels, all the little red and the blue and the greens. I see something that's like a concentrated, like a coagulation of all these little pixels, you know, like a concentration of energy. But it's in the shape of a person. And he's just kind of standing there crouched down like in a catcher's position. So I just stopped talking and I'm staring at this thing.
And nobody else sees this, right?
No, this is what tripped me out. Because I said, does anybody else see that? And my one buddy looks directly at it and he says, "You mean that guy sitting right
there?" No.
And literally, one other person I think might have saw it because she was a little freaked out. And like as soon as we said that, this thing stood up like it was shocked that people could see it. And it just started backing up and then it just like drifted up and back and floated away out of view.
That's incredible.
It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life. But you know, it got me thinking, like what would it look like if you were sitting in a room and somebody was remote viewing you, and for whatever reason you could see them, like just you could see their energy,
Did he have a human shape to him?
Oh, it was a definite outline of a human, but there was no, you know, it wasn't like the hat guy. I've seen him, you know. I've done a lot of this type of stuff, you know. I've done a lot of remote viewing, experimenting, and all that fun stuff.
And he didn't look weird. He didn't look evil. He just looked like he could have been a normal guy who kind of, you know, jumped into your conversation.
It was just like this dude was chilling, listening to our conversation.
He was having a great time.
And then he was freaked out that we could see him.
But not a ghost.
No, not a ghost. Not like an apparition where you could, they're like, see through. You know, not, because I've seen ghosts too. But like, it was almost, just like I say, if you turn on the TV and you get real close, like your mom told you not to, you see all those little red, green, and blue dots.
We've all done that when we were kids. We'd stick our nose right up on the screen, remember?
Exactly, yeah. Right. It was just like that, but it was literally like almost like the air is made up of that, but it's real sparse, you know, it's real diluted.
So tell me, what was the old campfire conversation after he left with those of you who saw this thing?
We were completely blown away, and it got us into talking about remote viewing and how, I mean, I'm a firm believer that was somebody watching us. For whatever reason, I mean, the conversations we have down there get pretty in-depth, so I don't know if maybe this is somebody watching us or just enjoying the conversation or whatever.
I mean, when you say he was crouched down, it was like he was part of the group?
Exactly. Like he was in the catcher's stance.
Yeah.
Basically, we're all sitting around the fire, and you know how there's the one smoky side of the fire?
Yeah,
where nobody wants to sit in because you get the smoke. He was there where somebody would be if the smoke wasn't. And he was crouched down, just chilling. And all of a sudden, he just became visible, but not like to everybody. It was almost like you had to be looking just right, and you could see the energy. You could see like this concentrated, like, almost like a cloud of little red, blue, and green dots.
A man of little pixels.
But it wasn't really bright. I mean, don't get me wrong. It didn't stand out like a sore thumb. Like,
right.
You had to look for it. But it really blew me away, and I just wondered if maybe that would be what... Like, okay, you know how people say they can see auras.
Well, yeah, I've got to tell you, I've never heard anybody talk about this in the form of remote viewing. But you know what? I'm not going to rule that out at all. Well, I'm also wondering if there was some kind of, you know, now that scientists are beginning to realize that there may be other universes, definitely other dimensions.
Right.
I'm wondering if that's where he might have come from.
Well, you know, this is what really made me wonder is when you look at like an aura, I hear a lot of people say when they first start seeing auras, they don't see the colors, but they definitely see the energies emanating off of people. But they don't really see the colors and they can't disseminate what people's moods are and all that fun stuff. But this was like that. It was like the aura that everybody has around them, like the constant kind of like a static almost to them that makes up their outline. But he was made up of that.
Man, I got to tell you, that is one... strange story. I've never heard one of those before.